broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two. Sam Bushman, James Edwards, breaking down the news that networks refuse to use just for you today. Commentary and thoughts and views and etc. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is James's website. Incredible radio live every Saturday night and around the clock 24-7. On his website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check it out. 3 hours of incredible insights and talk radio. And so Michael Sessman found not guilty by the jury. He didn't lie to the FBI, even though he did. Now Donald Trump's on a massive campaign tour. All right. The American Freedom Tour is coming to a, quote, theater or a town near you. It's time for conservatives to get motivated and to stand for freedom, ladies and gentlemen. They say, and defend freedom, whatever that means. The way you defend freedom now is you give Donald, who's kind of broke. I guess the poor guy's kind of broke after his presidency. He's kind of lacking in cash. So they got these tickets, $300 at a minimum for the nosebleeds. Right on up to $4,000 for kind of premier, but not premier enough now. If you want to get the Patriot one, you got to go above and beyond $4,000 a ticket, baby. Now, this is happening in city after city after city after city. This is a billion-dollar tour. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to chant, lock up Hillary. They're not going to get it done. They're just going to chant that, okay? They're going to go ahead and tell you you've got to build a border wall. It leaks like a sieve, and it does. They're going to go ahead and tell you that, hey, everybody's being slandered by the mainstream press, and it's true. They are. And then what you do is you meet, greet, and retreat, and spend your money with the Donald because he's on running things on a shoestring these days. I'm just telling you right now. And now they're going to talk about vote fraud, but I don't think they're really going to get at the bottom of vote fraud. I don't think they really want to. I just think they want to use this as a stumping money-raising tool. So you got to have Dinesh D'Souza on tap, et cetera, ladies and gentlemen. The American Freedom Tour is coming to a theater near you, James. I don't mean to be rude, but now that I've discovered this, that they're charging this kind of money, it's not like they're charging $29 because they got to pay for the venue or stuff like that, folks. We're not talking about that anymore. What we're talking about is if you want access to the president, all you got to do is pay money. It's a flat-out pay-to-play scheme. Literally promoted in your face with no shame, James.
It seemed a little high for his base, which, you know, includes people like me, middle-class people, working-class
people.
Hold on.
No, it doesn't. You're not included. I'm not included. We're not part of the base anymore, my friend.
That was the first time
go-around when he wanted you to believe he was one of the people, right? Now he's an insider. Well, he says so himself. You're not one of them, James.
Well, for the people who voted for him, it seems like it's a little high.
Those people.
And, it's an arena. It's not even a theater. This is a full-fledged arena. And it's an arena tour. And I will be interested. This is one thing I will ask my good friend and longtime co-host Keith Alexander when he goes. Number one, where did he sit?
He's probably not even going to go.
We'll see. I'm going to follow up with him. He told me he had tickets, that he had he and a lady friend were going to go. We'll see if he actually goes. It's on a Saturday, so it'd be perfect because this thing ends at 5. Our show starts at 6. We could have a real good report. I'll never forget, though, the show, Sam, you and I did. You were hosting from the studio. I was there on the scene. We were broadcasting the show live on this radio network while Trump was speaking about 50 feet away from me. It was a pretty amazing thing, and the publicity it spawned. Not that we did so as a stunt. We went there to report the news to our audiences, as we do, but that was next level. But anyway, if he does go...
Why don't they give you tickets this time? Why don't you just go ahead and fill out the media form there, James?
Well,
You can just waltz right in. I'm James Edwards. Hey, Don Jr., me and, you go back a ways, my friend, and let's see how Trump deal. Why I say not you. See, they couldn't jettison us fast enough, James.
Donald Trump Jr. did say on a televised interview that his discussion with us would follow him for the rest of his life. That's how impactful it was. And it was on Super
Tuesday. Yeah, that's why you
got to
go there in person and say, hey, Don, it's James.
I just say thanks for all the press, I guess. But, I don't like being thrown under the bus. But I did appreciate the credentials to the convention and the inauguration. So that was nice. But So if Keith goes, I will be interested to know how many. This is the point. I would actually like to have him report on what he saw, what he heard, what the atmosphere was like. But how many people paid these prices? Like, how many people were seated in the back of the arena, and how many people were down on the floor with those, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000-plus dollar seats? That's going to be very interesting. I'm going to have to make him go. I'm going to have to just make him go. Somebody's
going. Anyway, I'm really disappointed, though, because I believe, look, is this really to get to the bottom of campaign fraud? Election fraud, vote fraud, is this really to, help build America? Or is this just you're going to see a rock star in Donald Trump tour? Because, look, you've got Donald Jr. building a career on this. I mean, he wants to be in politics, too, now. He's up and coming. You've got Donald Sr. who, what, is he trying to recover his finances or what? You've got Kimberly, I don't know her deal. But she's gone from super liberal wife to conservative concubine. And we're supposed to lot that is really awesome. It's just incredible. I mean, maybe you could touch Kim's arm. You know what I mean? I'm just saying it's weird stuff. And then now you go to Dinesh D'Souza. I get that he needs to make his money back from his movie. But do we really need to be paying like $3,000 to sit down and have a Q&A with Dinesh about vote fraud? Or should
I've
the
gotta
Q&A...
see what...
Should the Q&A promote tickets just to see the movie? How much do we need to get out of every person? What's the ROI for this thing? I'm offended, James. I really am.
Well, I in listening to you, Sam, and I can see why you would be a billionaire. Yes, I don't expect him to go and rent these arenas out all on his own dime. It needs to be at least, at the very least, a break even proposition. But money making.
No, and grab, I get that. I don't mind a nominal fee, James. I don't mind if you say, look, it costs $30 to see Donald Trump because, hey, the venues are expensive and we got to have crowd control and security and it's expensive. I get it. I'm all okay with that stuff.
And, you know, if you are going to do a meet and greet
bucks for a nosebleed, it's more expensive than a rock concert, James.
And it has to be a little bit of a price to meet him, because if you just charge $100, you know, he can't meet 5,000 people. I mean, it's just, you know,
he doesn't need to. Hold on. He doesn't need to meet 5,000 people.
Well,
why does he need to meet all those people for a fee?
Well, I'm just saying, if he is going to stop and take a picture with you, it's going to have to be a little bit prohibitive, or else you'd never be able to get to everybody. You understand? I mean, it would just be too many.
I just don't understand why
$5,000.
I don't understand why you got to take a picture with everybody that has money, separating the classes in America.
Well, he'd be there all day.
James, you can't get formula for your baby, but you can buy $5,000 seat to see Donald.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, in moderation. This is an excess. If he's going to do that, okay, I understand that's going to be a little more than the $20 general admission ticket. But I wanted to see $20 is nothing. $20 gets you in the overflow area. It really starts at, $95 and $200, but to get in. And that's still in the nosebleeds. But what is Kim going to be talking about? You mentioned who she was and her background. So what's she going to be talking about?
I don't know
about?
What she's going to talk about. She's going to be very conservative.
I can tell you.
Okay.
I got you. It's how to exercise your First Amendment rights to defend American values, because that's what she's all about, American values. Understanding liberal incompetence and how to wield conservative strength. I guess you would kind of understand that, being with Gavin, and so she can maybe harken back to that experience. How to take back our economy by fighting to secure the borders. How to use your voice to protect the American way of life. Well, that's all decent issues. I don't know why she's the authority on any of it, though.
Because she's with Donald.
I mean, I guess that's it.
That's what I'm
saying. I can understand Mark Lamb, a sheriff, talking about issues like that. And I can even understand Dinesh talking about some things, because he is at least a filmmaker. I really don't know what her accomplishments are, except, well, you know.
Don't go there now, James. It gets rough fast, buddy. But all I'll tell you, so look at that, though. I don't really get the agenda of the tour, though. All right. When I get done, let's just ask this. When I get done with this tour, let's say I spend $300 or $4,000, doesn't matter which, top or the bottom of the barrel. When I leave, what am I going to know and do and be for America that I don't already know, that I haven't already done, or that I can't be? In other words, what's going to happen to people when they get done, James? I don't see it moving the needle towards liberty at all.
Well, it's a fan. It's a fan event. That's what it is, and it's different than the campaign events that were so raucous and
so. Hold on a minute. You're telling me now that the country is just on a train wreck path, and we're supposed to go to a fan base event with Donald.
Well, I'm not saying we're supposed to go. I'm saying that's what it is, and I sure want one guy to go. So
they want us to go. They're paying us to go, James. Get your tickets today. Get them before Friday or they go up. You got to hurry, James.
I can get that $9 satellite ticket. It says you will not be in the arena. I guess you have to watch it on TV in the parking lot. I don't know what that is, but yeah. So
right.
I don't know. Is it worth $5,000 to go
you
meet the
this
president?
Reminds me
that's
of?
The question.
This reminds me of the guy that had a discussion with his wife, and she goes, you know, honey, I want to go out to one of those places where they, like, you know, make the food right in front of you and all that kind of stuff, cook the food right in front of you and stuff like that. I really want to go to one of those places. And she was begging her husband to go to one of those places. And so he said, I took her to Subway, and that's when the fight started.
Sam, I got bad news for you.
Yeah?
The $39.95 tier. Now, remember, anytime you go to a restaurant, you see market price. You want to stay away from that item because you know it's going to be expensive. We don't know what the price is to meet Trump. It says click for details. But the $39.95 to sit in the presidential section, which doesn't get you with Donald, but it gets you close to him, $39.95 plus taxes and fees, that's actually $43.44.56. You got $349 in taxes and fees.
Yeah, you got over $4,000, and you might be in spitball distance, right, James?
No closer than we were at the inauguration, I can promise you.
Hang tight.
This is a battle.
Live.
A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth. To ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com. We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
If the COVID-19 shot is safe and effective, then why are 20% of healthcare workers refusing to get it? If the COVID-19 injection is safe and effective, then why is big tech silencing anyone who opposes it? If the COVID injection is safe and effective, then why is our federal government's reporting system recording over 14,000 deaths from the vaccine and an additional 650,000 plus serious adverse reactions? If the COVID shot is safe and effective, then why did Dr. Geert Vandenbosch, recognized as one of the world's chief vaccine experts, risk his entire career and his reputation to plead with the medical community to immediately halt all COVID-19 vaccinations, calling mass COVID vaccinations an uncontrollable monster? Doesn't sound very safe and effective. Maybe it's time to call a spade a spade. At no time in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Hey, ladies. Gentlemen, I've decided that I've redefined the term president back in my day, but now Donald's kind of up the ante on me. You can meet and drool over Kimberly Guilfoyle. You can go ahead and drool over Candace Owens for a mere price of $4,300. That's if you go by yourself, James.
That's what we were just talking about during the break and what I was trying to shoehorn in before the as the music started. So I was just, I clicked on it while you were talking. I clicked on it to you know, go to the page where you would actually purchase the ticket. Now, again, to sit in the presidential level doesn't mean you get presidential access. That is at the next level, which is click for pricing. But I clicked on the presidential level, which is the highest tier short of the tier you'd need to meet President Trump. And at this level, of course, you get to meet Don Jr., Candace, Kimberly, and Dinesh. But it's $39.95. That's the base. But then there's taxes and fees of $349.56 for a grand total of $4,344.56. Again, $4,344.56 for a single ticket. But this is the thing. How often do people go to events alone or as an individual for something like this, for an event? You know, one of the great things about events is the shared experience, right? So you'd at the very least probably want to take your wife or girlfriend or somebody. So that's two tickets. Then you're approaching 10 grand. If you're a family of four, I'm a family of five now. If I was just a family of four, that'd be close to 20 grand. And if it was you, Sam, with your family, it'd be $1 million. You would fund his campaign if you bought a ticket at this level. You would fund his campaign for you and your wife and all of your brood. That'd be, I mean, I can't even, it'd be, I don't even know how much it would be for all of your kids. It would be, you couldn't, you know, it'd be,
yeah, no
prohibitive
problem
to say the least.
It's chump change. Now, I got a question, though. How much are the hot dogs? You know, when you go to like an entertainment event, like a baseball game or whatever, you at least get some hot dogs or some nachos or something like that. Do they have any like treats and stuff?
Yeah, you know, that's what they call theme park pricing. That's right. You go to a basketball game or a concert, you're paying, you know, $10 for
$11 for a hot dog and stuff.
$12 for a drink. So, yeah, that's in addition to. Yeah, unfortunately.
You used to get for $9 the tub of popcorn, and then you get a refill. Now they're like, nah, because of COVID, we're not even going to give you a refill. That's called progress, ladies and gentlemen.
There's nothing in here about this, you know, for that.
You wouldn't want cocoa on your corn, would you?
For that $4,300 individual ticket, 10 grand for two, you don't even get a free Coke and hot dog or popcorn.
No,
they can at least give you that.
Yeah. You could go to the Trump Hotel, though, in advance and eat a steak, probably.
That'd be cheaper, too.
Yeah, you know, wow.
If they had one in Memphis, that is.
I just look at that thing, James, and I don't mean to be rude, but to me, you know, they call it the America whatever tour or whatever, right?
American Freedom Tour. It would be freeing of your bank account to attend it.
Yes, it would. You give all your money.
Liberate
away,
your bank
freedom.
Account.
You'd have no responsibilities for bank accounts. I look at this, though, and I just go, I don't mean to be rude, but isn't it the mockery of America, James, almost? You literally have a pay-to-play scheme right in front of you. If you want to touch Kim's hand, you want to, like, you know, do an air kiss to Candace, or whatever, you want to shake Danusa's hand, you want to hear Donald or whatever. Literally, they're talking highway robbery prices. Just out of control. I can go to some of the most famous rock concerts for cheaper than this, right?
You know, that's funny you mentioned. I was wondering, and with VIP access, you get to meet the people. I guess, you know, it's economy 101. You charge what the market can bear, which is why I'm very interested to see in a place like Memphis, how many people turn out for this thing in this arena that seats thousands. I was thinking, though, who would I pay that kind of money to meet? I can't think of.
You got to sell your dog to get the money to go, James.
You got to have to sell a kidney or something. again, if it was reasonable.
Who would you want to meet the most?
Something.
Hold on. Alive people today. Because we got to take alive people, because otherwise it'll be like Forrest or somebody awesome, but not alive, right? But who alive would you want to meet today the most on the planet?
You know, I'd probably
say
Frankie Valli.
For me, it's my wife.
Well, come on, but I've already, you know, but yeah, we live with them. It's funny you say that, though, because I was going to say earlier, there's nobody that I'd pay this much to spend time with, and if I had to pick who I'd want to spend time with, it would be my family. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Is there anybody you really want to see that bad to where you'd pay big money to go see?
I can't think of anybody I would pay that to see.
And how much would you pay to see Frankie Valli even?
Well,
a couple $100?
Yeah, and I've done that. So,
right. Okay. See, to me, that's normal on a very extreme, unique event. But look, we're talking 20 times that, James.
You know, you pay $200
to get a real
concert,
ticket to this thing. Look, the $9 nosebleed, not even in the arena, doesn't even count. To get to the nosebleed in the arena, $300.
Yeah, 300, right? 300 nosebleeds inside, and you're not getting anywhere close to any of the talent, as they call it. I certainly can't think of any politician I'd pay that money to meet. I might pay a couple hundred to meet the President Trump because he was the president. But I certainly wouldn't pay Jack to meet any of the other people on this tour. Nothing. But if all of them, I would say Mark Lamb would be the guy that I think is probably the most stand up. And I don't know that much about him, but just what little I've read, I don't know anything about him. Never talked to him. I would say that's a guy that's probably, you know, really sincere in all this. The rest, you know, varying degrees of insincerity, with Guilfoyle being at the bottom. But I would pay a couple hundred dollars to meet a president, sure. Or at least President Trump.
So literally, the government lies on COVID, telling everybody that, hey, these vaccines are safe and effective. Turns out they lied. They knew that your chances of getting COVID increases and your chance of death increases because of the spike protein. They gave it to everybody. Anyway, Donald Trump was the key man to make that happen. He was the Operation Warp Speed architect.
But
now
the
you
good
can
thing
say, wait
about-
a minute, Sam. Hold on. Everybody else did that under him. Donald didn't. No. Donald pushed that. And even today won't back away from that, despite the evidence against him. You can blame it on Fauci or any other downstream person you want to, but I'm holding Donald responsible for this one, James.
You know, you're not wrong in that, Sam, and he was a mixed bag. That's what made him so frustrating, was that you thought that he could have been more. With any other president, Bush, Clinton, Bush, going on back, obviously Biden, Obama, you don't expect anything from him. With Trump, I expected more. That's why I think his failures sting a little bit more. But I will give this to his dying credit. I mean, you know, obviously the right to life, Roe versus Wade's never going anywhere without Trump. You've talked about that many times. I think the biggest thing that I liked about him, though, was his irreverence and total disrespect, which was totally warranted toward the media. He really eviscerated the media's credibility by mocking them at every turn and showing them to be what we know them to be. And I think in doing
right,
so,
now, hold on.
Really.
Hold on. If that's true, beyond rhetoric, then he should be more than willing to let you in as a new media man, an honest person who has been fair to Trump over these many years. He should let you in as a media personality to cover this event, James.
Well, of course he did the first time. The only time we've ever asked, he did. Now
let's see if he does now.
Well, I guess that would constitute us having to ask again. But, you know, he did let us in, and he let us in. And, you know, we were vetted by the Secret Service, so they had to know who we were. And there were other people that they didn't let in that applied for those same credentials. So, you know, we never really know what actually happened. They still maintained that plausible deniability. But, you know, in point of fact of what you're saying, he did allow that when he was running for president, which was certainly more valuable of an appearance than this would be. But I did like what he did with the media. And, of course, the left thought he was much more of a threat to the system than he'd proved to be, but he caused them to become so hyperactive. It was because of Trump that you had the rise of BLM and all of this anarchy and terrorism and hatred that I think really woke up the Republican base to the realities of the threats we face from the left. I think he was at the very least indirectly responsible for that. So for that and for those reasons, I would say, you know, because of those reasons, I would pay a couple hundred bucks to meet him, if that's what it took. I wouldn't pay anything to meet Bush or Obama. I say I'd pay $200 to meet a president. I would pay $200 to meet that president for those reasons.
Anyway, I find that an absolute disgrace.
It doesn't absolve him of his shortcomings, and it certainly doesn't take away from what we're saying here. $5,000 to get in the room, that's crazy. That's crazy for a billionaire to charge that.
Ladies and gentlemen, and look, you know, billionaire or not, are you really on the We're Going to Restore America tour? Is your real goal to fire people up for liberty, or is your goal to bring in cash?
Well, if your goal was to fire things up for liberty, you'd have a better cast than this. You would have some more heavy hitters. But, you know, you got to use
some. Wait a minute. You don't think Kim can fire everybody up for liberty, buddy? She's the liberty mama.
I would say this, though. Here's how you do it. I said, you know, he can't meet with everybody, but you could have X number of tickets for, say, $500 to meet the president. And after you sell out of 100 of those, then, you know, that's all the time he's got to sit and say hello to 100 different people. That's a reasonable allocation of time. So instead of charging $5,000,
I'd rather go see the Rolling Stones, man. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday blocked a Texas law that prohibits large social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter from banning or removing users' posts based on political viewpoints. The vote was close in a 5-4 decision. Matt Schurz, president of the Computer and Communications Industry Association, argued the law violated the corporation's First Amendment rights. As the U.S. economy continues to struggle mightily, the cost of everything has gone up so much, Americans are spending thousands of dollars more every year on the things that were affordable when America was energy independent. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admits on CNN she pegged the economy wrong when she said inflation was transitory.
Look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Uvalde School Police Chief Peter Arredondo, who was in command during law enforcement's severely delayed response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was sworn in as a member of the city council on Tuesday. Also, Texas Department of Public Safety said Uvalde police were no longer cooperating with its investigation into the massacre. A series of misinformation has plagued the police department. As the old saying goes, you don't miss it until it's gone.
Most Americans blame President Joe Biden, not Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for rampant inflation plaguing the U.S. This, according to a study released Tuesday, the Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey found almost 60% of people identified Biden's policies and spending as the leading contributor to rising inflation in the U.S. Biden told reporters earlier in May his administration's policies are helping, not causing, inflation and high gas prices. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
I don't mean to be offensive, but this is like carnivalish. But it's expensive as all get out, ladies and gentlemen. They're calling this thing literally the American Freedom Tour, and $4,000. And I thought about that, and I thought, how many people could pay the $4,000? I don't know. Memphis, Tennessee, not an election year for the Donald, really. Midterms coming up, fine, in several months, but whatever. Let's say, what, 100 people might do the $4,000 deal? It's a lot of people, really. But 100
and what is that
people
equal
at
to?
$4,000 is $400,000, ladies and gentlemen. Now, in the old days, they used to have carnivals, and you could kiss a girl for, like, you know, whatever. I want to know how much it would be if I just, you know, if somebody just kissed Kim and Candace. You could kiss both chicks, man. You could show you're not a racist in the process and everything. And you just kiss Candace and kiss Kim. And how much would that cost?
Well, you know what? Well, be, that is, know, something. That could be that's an idea. Don't give them any ideas, but you get a picture. And again, you used to could do this. You'd have the kissing booth at the fair, whatever. You kiss Kim, she wears more makeup than Donald. You're gonna have to go wash your face after that. But Candace,
no, you never wash. Kiss, hold on, you never wash your face again.
you could, you know, kiss Candace on the cheek, get a picture. That's your get out of racism charge free card. You know, you pay
correct.
$1,000, and you pay $1,000, $2,000, and you get you get to hug her or something. You got that photo you can show next time you get accused of racism. You get to pay for that
you
privilege.
Put that
you get
photo up
when
you kissing Kim and Candace and say, I'm no respecter of persons. See, I'm just a good dude, man.
It's crazy what you mentioned, though, Sam. Now that
the
we're, I never
you know?
thought, I thought we didn't, I was looking at this when I was waiting to come on the air this morning, and I said in the opening segment, I got a story. Maybe we'll do a segment on it. I certainly didn't expect
it's like a carnival for rich people, James. This is insanity, man.
But you mentioned 100 tickets at the $4,000 tier, and that doesn't even get you in to meet Trump. But that's 400 grand. And that's just at the highest level. You got all these other levels, and you got all these. That's only 100 seats out of an arena that seats thousands. So, I mean, you have the opportunity for them to come in there with the bag and make millions of dollars for, you know, a few hours of their time. What I was saying before, if Donald wanted to look good, you want to be a populist, you want to look. I said, and I do still stand by this. Okay, it's unrealistic for him to be able to meet and even take a picture and exchange, you know, a couple of seconds of platitude with each individual who comes to this thing. You got to have some sort of a tier. But instead of making it price prohibitive, you just say, okay, you know, $500, not $5,000, but maybe $500. You get to meet the former president of the United States. You get a photo op, a couple of seconds, $500, and you just max that out at, say, 100 people. And once the tickets are gone, they're gone, and that's it. But you're not gouging people, and it still kind of makes you look good. You're spending time with the real people and not just the super rich because, again, you're supposed to be an outsider. Now you're an insider. But if you cap the number of tickets, you could do it cheaply and still, you know, be able to meet some real folks that are voting for you.
All right, now check this out. Let's say I do 100 people the top tier, not the off the charts, you can't get the price tier, just the top tier that they announce pricing for, okay? I do 100 tickets, $4,000 a piece, that's $400,000. Now let's say the bottom tier, the nosebleed, the $300 tickets, I sell 1,000 of those. That's $300,000. Between the top and bottom tier, doing 100 tickets each is all. $700,000 for a one-day event, James. And we ain't even touched reality there. How many people will do $9 tickets?
Well,
all
I know is I look at this thing, it is a money pot
that puts America to shame. It's a disgrace on the – it's a blight on the republic, sir. This is not about liberty. This is not about freedom. This is not about anything but come see a star stud and give us tons of money for the privilege. It's all we're talking about. They don't have a blueprint to rebuild America.
You know, you mentioned this. You have me shifting in my seat. I'm literally shifting in my seat now as you do the math. I mean, we were talking about it. You can wrap your mind around an individual ticket. But you've extrapolated it just to 100 people at the top tier, 100 people at the bottom tier. That's 200 people that are going to attend this thing in this cavernous arena. Obviously, there's going to be more than that. I don't think it'll sell out, especially at these prices. But even at just 100 in the lowest tier, 100 in the highest tier, that's 700,000. And obviously, there's going to be, certainly more people than that. And then, you know, you're talking about quite realistically these people making millions of dollars to come in here. And to rent an arena like that, it doesn't cost that much. I mean, this isn't the place where the NBA team plays. This is a smaller arena, a few thousand seats. It's not a 20,000-seat arena, but it's a big place. It can hold a lot of people where they're going. And you said even if you do get to meet the president, you're not – obviously, he's not going to look to you as a policy expert or an advisor, but you know, you just say you pay this much to meet a man, you want to be able to have a genuine exchange with him. You say, you know, I'm really concerned about the border, and it, as you said, it would just be a couple of seconds of empty platitude. Yeah, me too, I'm really working on that. I'm what would he always say? I'm monitoring the situation, and that would be it for that. So yep, they're gonna be making some money, that's for sure. Now, I
you
ask
know
you
what
ladies
you
and gentlemen
do, James, I've been trying to fix the border for a long time. You got to really push on getting my people that I'm pushing for Congress. You got to get those guys elected. That if you really want to help, James, so now you're going to go to get guidance from the president to tell you what you should do. See, you're going to pay big money to see Donald so he can tell you what to do
for $4,000. You know, would your money be better spent funding honest talk radio, using the news the network refused to use at libertyroundtable.com, or a couple of seconds with Donald? Well, actually, 4,000 doesn't even get you that. You got to go to the next level. And I would say this: if I met Donald, I said, you know what? I know I'm partly responsible for your election, and we got a lot of publicity for that guy, Sam, on this network. And you know, the very last fundraiser that Hillary Clinton did, you know, I think I've mentioned this before. I'm sure I've told you. The very last, I've got it right here. I'm going to pull it up. I saved it. It was HillaryClinton.com. It was the weekend before the election. Elections, of course, on Tuesday. HillaryClinton.com. James Edwards, talk radio show host, who lists his location on Twitter as the Confederate States of America, said, "So much good stuff coming from Trump. I want deportation forces. Cut the funding to sanctuary cities. The hits keep coming." And Hillary Clinton's website wrote, this is how Trump and his extremist supporters see America, and this is how they'll shape our country if we give them the chance. Literally the last fundraiser she did before the election involved Mesa. I think Trump really owes me a free ticket. We got him a lot more than $4,000 worth of press.
Hey, what number is Donald president? Is he 47?
He was, oh my God. Yeah, that's such an easy, obvious question.
I know.
I think it was 45, right?
Well, 45th president?
I think.
So you want to know what I'm going to call this thing? The Extortion 45 Tour. So here's my headline. Can you say Extortion 45?
Yeah, that's kind of snappy. That has a ring to it.
Can you say Extortion 45? I think that Americans should not go to this in protest and just say, you know what, Trump, you've lost your mind. You've lost your direction. You started out coming down the escalator telling you're the people's guy. Your sons come on the radio and tell us how they learned to drive truck and work in the field like the average Joe. Then they turn their backs on us and betray us, even though they're the ones that asked for the interview that we granted them. And then they turned it around and pretend that we bait and switched and betrayed them. They lied. And now, in addition to that, now, then the next go round, Donald's, well, at first he spent his own money to get elected, and then the second time he spent the taxpayers' money to get elected. Now he's telling you that, well, he ran on an outsider plan coming down the escalator, but now he's an insider. And you know what? You can meet him for a nominal fee. A nominal fee, James. $3,000. No, that doesn't get it. $4,000. Well, you can't see Donald. $4,000 plus, you know, contact us for pricing. We might give you a discount. You know, you bring your whole family. Well, normally it'd be $30,000, but we'll do it for $20 just for you, James. We'll give you a deal, buddy. You know, buy one ticket, get one free or something, you know.
$20,000 for a family of four to hear a public servant, which is what he was supposed to be, speak. And his entourage, which, you know, he's plumbing the depths there, I think. I like the sheriff. Dinesh is, you know, I agree with him on some issues, but I don't know. I don't know. Definitely not the all-star team. Who would be a good entourage that I would like to hear? I'd probably like to hear – I wouldn't pay that money for it, but, Rand Paul would be better. Who are some of the good guys? I mean, we should be able to count them on one hand.
Well, you're going to be able to go to Freedom Fest, and you're going to be able to meet me and Richard Mack and all kinds of people.
I'd pay more for that.
Now, check this out. We're going to have a dinner that's, I think, going to be $100 for dinner. And that's going to be a fancy, nice dinner, too, though. You're paying for the food and you're paying for the venue. You're not really getting us rich. You're just covering the cost of the servers. It's a hotel. So, as you know, meals alone at these kind of hotels are like $60 alone.
Okay, you know, we do.
So we're going to do that dinner. It's going to be $100. And you're going to meet Sheriff Richard Mack, myself. We're going to have several people at this event. This is what I'm talking about. I get the meeting. I get the covering the cost of the facilities. I even get saying, hey, I can't spend my time to be there for free, so I got to have an honorarium. But the people they're naming that are speaking in this whole thing, what is there, 10 of them, maybe? 10 people?
Not quite that many.
Well, they say and others, so what does that
mean? Oh, yeah, there, and others, that's and, right. Okay. So, yeah, you'd say
so two. Maybe 10 people, even if you give them all $10,000 honorariums each just to be there, that's only $100,000.
They're making money. They're making out like they're making out
Liberty
like
Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment in seconds. We're moving along to a Fox interview in seconds.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1. That behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2. Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
I'm calling hashtag extortion45 on this one, James. It is out of control and a disgrace to the country, in my opinion. They're literally mocking the nation and getting rich while the nation truly goes straight to heck in a handbasket. It's a shame. Let me highlight this discussion to kind of make the point. So there's Mo Brooks, an Alabama representative in Congress. His name is Mo Brooks. And Trump endorsed Mo. And then Trump pulled Mo's endorsement and yanked it from him because Mo wouldn't go along with President Trump's narrative. All right. And so Sandra Smith of Fox News on Sunday had on Mo. And they talked about a lot of things. It's a really long clip. I ignored the gun stuff they talked about. And I'm going to have Cameron play this, but I'm going to tell him to pause at a certain spot because there's two kind of topics. One I completely disagree with Mo on, and the other one I absolutely do agree with Mo on. Here's Mo Brooks on with Sandra Smith.
Republican Congressman and Alabama Senate candidate Mo Brooks. Congressman, welcome and thank you for joining us here on Fox News Sunday.
Thank you, Sandra. The president and I had many conversations between September 1st and his decision to unendorse me that revolved around his being reinstated, revolved around his wanting to rescind the election. And I can understand him wanting to do that, okay? He was robbed, in my judgment, in 2020. In his judgment, he was robbed. And so I can understand that desire. The conflict was when I would explain the law does not permit us to do that. Our one shot at reversing the election, our one shot in an election contest under the United States Constitution and federal law is on January 6th. That's it. That's the final appeal date. So anything we do after that has to focus on winning the 2022 and 2024 elections. We can use what happened in 2020 as a motivation to try to get better election laws, to use as a motivation to win in 2022 and 2024 to save our country. But what is now done in 2020 is irreversible under the United States Constitution and the United States Code. And I'm one of those who believes in law and order. I might not like it that that's the end game, but that is the end game.
And just to go on the record, there has been still no evidence.
Hey, pause. Rewind to where she starts and he just ends before the next clip, Cameron. In the meantime, though, I disagree with Mo Brooks on this, and let me tell you why. Number one, the American people went on January 6th to Congress and asked them to look into vote fraud. And what government did is create an insurrection. And they mocked the majority of the peaceful people that were there and created a false flag. We have evidence. Revolver Magazine and others have evidence of provocateurs running the peaceful rally, the peaceful assembly at the Capitol off the rail. And then Congress, because of the, quote, threat of their lives or the insurrection, then sidesteps and never uses the opportunity to look into the election fraud at all. They sidestep it. That is their primary responsibility. Mo Brooks is right on that. But this idea that there is no way to look back, that was your one shot, it's over, it's done, stick a fork in it, is a lie. Because there's no statute of limitations on fraud, ladies and gentlemen. And if they literally committed fraud in the election, then they committed a false flag insurrection to cover up the fraud so that it wouldn't be looked into by members of Congress, you can't tell me that you cannot go back and revisit a fraudulent case with an insurrection behind it intentionally so to cover up the crimes. Okay, you'll never make that stick. So I believe Mo's completely wrong on that, and shame on him. Look, we cannot skip what happened in 2020. Because otherwise, what will happen is we'll look at 2022, and then something bad will go there, and they'll be like, well, 2022 is over, too. You got to look to 2024. Oh, you know what? We've had 10 election cycles. None of these seem to stick, and they go on with this dishonest narrative again. Okay, we have got to hold them accountable. If there was criminal activity, let's prove it county by county and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. If there are those who are making allegations of vote fraud and they can't produce the evidence when they really get the opportunity to, that's a different discussion. Right now they claim we don't have any evidence, but yet we never get to put our evidence in front of anybody. Proof in point. Hey, if January 6th was our only shot, how come the people never got the shot then? Congress never looked at it. The people went to ask Congress to look at it. They created an insurrection, never looked at it. How is that our only shot? So, you know what? Shame on you, Mo, for that. However, then Mo stands up when she says there's no election fraud, and he delivers a home run. Here it is.
This week that you're not going to comply unless certain conditions are met, including testifying in public. Should we expect to, if you are indeed served or have been served, to see you testifying in public before this committee?
Well, I have to get with my colleagues who have been purportedly subpoenaed. At least they say they have been served. I don't know why I haven't, and some of them have. I guess with Kevin McCarthy, he went out of his way to accept service. But I've looked at some of their communications to the witch hunt committee, and I believe that some of their communications have merit. But the things with me that I require is, first, it's got to be public. It's got to be something that you at Fox News can have a camera on so that the American people can see it. No more of this clandestine meeting stuff, secret meeting stuff involving the public's business. No more of these little leakages, okay? It's got to be in public. It's got to be congressman to congressman. It's got to be limited to issues associated with January the 6th, and it has to be after this Senate primary is over with. I don't want this witch hunt committee, Nancy Pelosi, trying to interfere with a Republican primary election for the United States Senate in Alabama.
All right, so that's the end part where they asked him, what about this January 6th committee? Are you going to go along with a subpoena? And he's saying, no, it's a sham. It's got to be transparent or I'm not doing it. I get that. But now, Cameron, you got to roll back to right where you pressed pause in the beginning, because that's where the clip is, where he doubles down and defends the truth on election fraud against this Fox News host and highlights the 2000 Mules clip. Let's see if we can go ahead and rewind to that spot. Just start at the beginning, and I'll tell you, I'll have you fast forward because we lost our place. Go ahead and just
Alabama
play the
Senate candidate.
All right, now fast
Mo
forward
Brooks.
The clip.
Congressman, welcome and thank you.
What happened in 2020 as a motivation to try to get better election laws, to use as a motivation
right,
to win in 2022. And James Baker, Ronald Reagan, White House Chief of Staff on the other, back in 2005, who analyzed the systemic weaknesses, the systemic flaws in our
rewind.
Election system, and warned us on
we
what you just
spot. This is important.
Keep saying that, but that is absolutely false.
Okay, rewind a little bit more. Five more seconds.
Or proof provided that there was any sort of film
record. Game, but that is the end.
All right,
game.
Here she is.
And just to go on the
right,
record,
listen.
There has been still no evidence or proof provided that there was any sort of fraud in that.
Well, no, that's wrong. I don't know why you people in the media keep saying that, but that is absolutely false. That is absolutely false. You keep saying it every time, but that's absolutely
false. What is false, sir?
You had 150 congressmen and senators who absolutely disagreed with you on what you just said. So what are you calling them? What are you calling them when you say 150 Republican senators and congressmen looked at the voter fraud issue and said there was a major problem? What are you calling the Commission on Federal Election Reform, a bipartisan committee with Jimmy Carter on the one hand and James Baker, Ronald Reagan, White House Chief of Staff on the other, back in 2005, who analyzed the systemic weaknesses, the systemic flaws in our election system, and warned us that elections are going to be stolen if we don't fix these problems, and those problems were not fixed.
Okay.
So I don't know who's telling you there's no evidence, but that tells me you haven't done your homework. I'm sorry, but
judges,
that's the way it is.
The courts and the judges that have...
No, no, the courts...
That,
no, wait, time out. Don't go into that. Don't go into that.
All right.
Don't go into that.
Up, though,
the courts do not have the... Wait a minute. No, no. I'm getting in the last word on this one because you just made a false statement, okay? The courts are not the final arbiter of who wins federal election contests. Congress is. That is required by the United States Constitution. That is required by the United States Code for congressmen and senators and the president. So don't be surprised that courts authorized the United States Congress.
Let me just quote the GOP commissioner in Wisconsin in the Wall Street Journal today, printed and I will read it verbatim. He said, there is no evidence that election fraud is the reason Trump lost in Wisconsin, and that is not for lack of looking. His advice to your party is to pivot away from these conspiracy theories, focus on the issue that affects Wisconsin families and their pocketbooks. Sir, I want to move on to January 6th.
Okay, then look at the judge's opinion. Look at the judge's opinion in Pennsylvania that talked about over 2 million illegal ballots cast. That was their court order. Look
sir,
at the special investigation
the
of a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who found significant voter fraud at nursing homes in the state of Wisconsin. Okay. Look at the 2000 Mules documentary that has come out. Look at how many mass mail-out of ballots there were across the United States for which we have no security.
Okay, and that has been looked at and fact-checked by multiple outlets, including Reuters, who have debunked that as any sort of proof that there was widespread voter fraud.
I'm sorry, but other people have fact-checked it and find you absolutely wrong, Sandra.
January
but keep going
6th,
with that story if you wish.
Okay, thank you, sir. Respectfully, I want to move on to January 6th and the committee.
All right,
have
you
been subpoenaed?
So bottom line is Fox has had a blackout on talking about 2,000 mules. You wonder why. Even Tucker Carlson. And now Donald Trump pulls his support from Mo Brooks. And now Mo Brooks is the only one doubling down on vote fraud on Fox that has the guts to take Sandra on. He literally said, no, you're lying. You're not telling the truth. Yeah, you have courts and fact checkers. But look, the evidence is courts and fact checkers have agreed with us, too. Okay, there is plenty of evidence. There's also now people going to jail in Arizona over vote fraud reality, election fraud reality. People are going to jail now, the first fruits of these investigations we've been conducting. And if there's really 150 members of Congress that believe that there's some kind of vote fraud going on, how come they didn't get a chance to vet that on January 6th then, if that was our one shot? Answer, because a false flag insurrection was created to prevent it. Every time they claim there's no vote fraud, well, Congress never looked at it. When Texas filed against other states for manipulating their voter laws without authority, the court shut it down and didn't even look at it. Just said, you don't have standing. Ignore it. So the courts haven't dealt with this honestly and openly. And Mo Brooks, the only one to have guts to stand up and take this on. Where's Rand Paul? Where's Mike Lee? Where's all these other people to double down? We need to make sure that the mainstream press can't even have a single discussion without us asserting this reality and pushing this envelope. And if the American people don't push on this now while they have the window of opportunity, we'll lose this chance forever. James.
Sam, I had a lot to say about this. Mo Brooks is actually one of the ones that Trump should have on this tour. And this is one of the things that was so maddening about Trump is that he demands loyalty, which as a man I can understand, but he is not quick to reciprocate it and to give it back. Mo Brooks is fighting for his life there. Trump pulled this endorsement. Now he's going into a runoff with the Chamber of Commerce Republican Katie Britt, who's cute, and that's going to help her. She's young. And Mo Brooks may very well be unseated. And this is a guy that's fighting for Trump. Not only should Trump be down there campaigning for him, he should have Mo Brooks on this tour doubling down. I really liked what Mo Brooks said in that. He really took that reporterette to task and mentioned some of the facts. About 150 GOP senators and congressmen were questioning this. And that was the one thing that was so crazy to me about January 6th. You had all these people who were challenging the results on the floor, but then you had a few interlopers walk inside the people's house there, and then they just dropped it. Well, one thing has nothing to do with the other. Whatever happened that day doesn't negate the fact that there are questions. We know that there was vote fraud. My question always was it enough to overturn the election? And that's what I don't think there's ever been an answer for. We know there was fraud. There's no question about that. Was it enough to tip the election? That's what they never did. They did go on to discover. And Mo Brooks is one of the ones still fighting for it, and that's on Trump's behalf, and Trump's hanging him out to dry.
And, James, you know what we even have? We have four sheriffs looking into vote fraud right now. One of the sheriffs has already given his investigation and report saying that there is vote fraud in my county, and here's the evidence. And the DA laughs at him and goes, that was a great campaign stunt, Sheriff.
But, Sam, you don't even have to worry about that. That reporter that was interviewing Mo Brooks said, Reuters has debunked it all. Reuters debunked it. That's it. That's all you need to know. You don't need audits. You don't need sheriffs. You don't need anything. I did like what Mo Brooks said, though. It's not the courts that determine it. It's Congress. He was wrong about it being a settled issue, but he was right about everything else, and he did it with authority.
Ladies and gentlemen, while that's happening, though, you can meet Donald for four. Well, not even for $4,000. No, that's too low. You can kiss Kim. Well, no, that's not an option. You can view from afar for $4,000. And they want to fix America, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, what a disgrace. 2 hours in the can, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, share the love, God save the Republic.